Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll circle back to the Rockets later in this segment. They lose 103-89 yesterday to the Golden State Warriors. That'll be the lead topic today. We'll be digging into that game, looking ahead to the postseason. Quick text message. Sean, I think before the series, you were no greater than a 5 on the Rockets getting Durant. Curious, has that changed? It certainly increased for me. I am curious. I will say the text, I'll answer your question in a second. The text page every time we brought up Durant, really throughout the before the trade deadline and then throughout the second half of the season, and definitely when this series was going in the wrong direction, the appetite for Durant still was not very high. Now that the series is over, I am curious if people feel differently. As far as my, I don't know that I ever put a quantity on it, Seth, or that you and I put a quantity, like 1 to 10, what's our appetite for Durant? 5 is probably around where I was. Do I have a higher appetite for him, depending on what the trade package is? Sure. I think he's the one that you easily can seamlessly most fit into this team at this stage of his career to get what you want out of Kevin Durant.
And does his team seem like one of the teams most likely to fall for the upside of Jalen Green? I think they are. I think the Suns could be talked into. I almost said duped. They could be convinced of his upside and just how great a player he'll become when the Suns are relevant again.
Yeah, I guess. That not to turn this into a Phoenix show, but there's a lot of overlap, obviously, with Jalen Green and Devin Booker. Do they move Devin Booker? Do they feel like both guys can be on the floor with each other? All those things. But that's a probably deeper conversation for another time. But yes, I don't know how you can watch that team offensively last night and feel like just another season and they'll start like they looked. Like they don't play intelligently offensively, this team.
They are at the end of this series, you look at it and you say, okay, they are what we thought they were, which is they are a really good defense, but they doesn't have any kind of definition to their offense. Mm-hmm. And when you go up against really good teams in a 7-game series, you're only going to do so much with turnovers and offensive rebounds. Yeah. You go up as a good better. It's like going into a playoff game just hoping that Tom Brady's going to throw 4 interceptions.
Yeah. That's right. Well, and even like last night, like so much was made after the games, the wins in games 5 and 6 about the double big lineup, as it should be. Easily their best lineup that they played was the one that was Steven Adams and Alperen Şengün on the floor. So when Steven Adams comes in early in game 7, everybody's rubbing their hands and go like, all right, here we go, the double bigs. And then like of the first 3 or 4 possessions, it's Steven Adams who's shooting baby hooks and they're like, they're getting him, they're feeding him the ball. And I'm like, no. We don't want him to get touches in set offensive. You know, we don't want him. We don't want you running plays for him, or we don't want him backing somebody down and taking shots. We just like having his big body out there. So to dial, but that was weird to me too. I'm like, no. We want you in, but we don't want you shooting. Okay.
Well, in terms of the offense too, it's one thing that, listen, moving screens aside, there's one thing about Steph Curry is that he works his ass off to get open. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much movement off the ball with the Warriors in such a way that you don't see it with the Rockets. Yeah. And it just ends up looking and feeling. Whenever I watch, and this goes back to every damn James Harden series, it's versus the Warriors. Like, this team just looks lazier than the Warriors.
Yeah.
And yes, they get away with moving screens. And yes, they get away with a lot of crap. But they work their asses off for it.
Yep.
Frustrates me.
As it should. We'll read some of your thoughts on the Rockets. We'll get back to them later this segment, if not in headlines. They lose last night in Game 7. Overall, positive season. Last night stunk. Yesterday stunk for the Astros, too. This weekend wasn't great for the Astros. Had it not been for Jake Meyers turning into the Buddy Hield of baseball players on Saturday, this would have been a really awful weekend for the Houston Astros. The one good day was Jake Rake Day on Saturday, where he had 7 RBIs. He said, screw this, I'm not getting a cycle. Instead of a single, I'm going to get a second home run. How do you like them apples?
Right. Yeah. Let's not be cute here. Let's just mash.
That's right.
And both of those, they were nice home runs. Both of those home runs would have been home runs in all 30 ballparks.
Yes.
He just crushed them. All of his hits were over 100 miles per hour exit velocity. It was nice to see. You wonder, okay, how can we put that in a bottle and bring it back to Houston? Because it seems like he thrives in the cold weather, and he had a bunch of family there at the game as well. I mean, can we get a dormitory for his family to come stay in Houston or something?
Family,
and keep it in 55 degrees all day long?
And those big blowers that they use for us out on the pregame for the Texans when it's hot out, can they wheel like 3 of those out there and just put them around the batter's box when he's up in the plate? Cool things off a little bit, you know?
Likewise, somehow you got to figure out a way that when Lance McCullers is pitching in his first game in 900 days or whatever, I would have preferred that it wasn't quite so cold and rainy and miserable yesterday.
Yes.
Because Lance fought his... Look at the box score. It looks pretty good. He fought his way through 3 1/3 innings that I think almost everybody's surprised he came out for the third inning, and then he came out for the fourth inning, and it was even more of a surprise.
It was 3 2/3, and I know that because that last because that would have closed the inning out, and he would have gotten 4. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah. Yes, yeah. He got squeezed. Yes. He got squeezed. That's the only reason I bring it up. Yeah.
He'd gotten some beneficial calls in that at bat. He could have walked him several pitches earlier.
Yeah. In the second inning when he loaded the bases, some of these pitches, I'm like, oh, this ump sucks, but I'm not going to say anything right now because he sucks in our favor right now.
One of my people on X said, in fairness to the ump, nobody knew where the hell those pitches were going.
Wild. Okay, so let's dig into this because there was some good and some bad with Lance. The good obviously was when he needed to bear down, he did, and he didn't give up any runs. Pitch count, I think the other positive, and for those who didn't get to see that yesterday, maybe you were prepping for the Rockets game. The Astros lose 5-4 in the game itself. If Lance weren't pitching, the big story would be they somehow found a way to blow a game where they were rushing to get it to through 5 innings because the rain was coming in and they're up 4-0. And then by the 6th inning, they're like, rain, please stay away. We just gave up 5 runs. You know, like the bullpen blew that game. And Zach DiCenzo just had a horrific dropped fly ball that opened the door for the White Sox to start scoring all these runs. But yes, the big story yesterday was Lance McCullers. This is what his box score looked like. Then we'll hear from Lance, and then we'll dig into it ourselves. 3 2/3 innings, trafficy. He had he gave up 3 hits, walked 3 guys. He hit a batter, did have 4 strikeouts, so some of the stuff was looking good. I would say the 3 walks don't begin to describe just how wild he was in this game. Like if we go with the theory that not all balls can be judged the same in the box score. Like, no, he got his money's worth on some of these sweepers and curves and sinkers that were tailing way the hell out of it.
They were extra balls.
Yeah,
they were balls plus.
They were ballsy.
Should be an when you score it, you should be able to write a ball plus on it. It was like 3 and the count was 3 plus and 2.
He was wild. He was wild, but again, at the end of the day, he was able to get out of there unscathed. Here was Lance McCullers after the game on his performance yesterday.
Overall, solid. Felt like overall stuff was pretty good. For whatever reason, just didn't feel the slider was not obviously very good. So you got a team that's, 5-6 guys deep with the righties. One of my main weapons, main game plans is kind of, evaporates kind of in front of you. But overall, I was happy with the overall stuff. Physically, I felt strong through the game. and you know, wish there in the second after those couple quick outs I did a better job, didn't let the inning get long on me. That's kind of the main issue with the pitch count. I think throwing, you know, another 20 plus pitches there in the second, and was one pitch away from getting out of there with, like, you know, mid-30s. So
they let him throw 87 pitches in this game. Like, the most he'd thrown in his rehab starts was 71. So they let him throw 87 pitches, and Seth, he nailed it. Like, that second inning was the one. That's the one where they loaded the bases, but it was all with two outs. Like, if he can just get out of that inning, and they were going to let him go into the mid-80s pitch-wise, he might have gotten five. You might have gotten five full out of him pretty easily.
Well, and I can see, you know, everybody was wondering if they were going to, because Taylor Scott was warming up in the bullpen in that second inning. You're wondering if he's going to come out for the third, and he does, and he faces three batters, looked great, and then you're wondering, okay, but he's getting up close to his pitch limit for the day. Mm-hmm. Are they going to send him out? They did. Taylor Scott continues to warm up. And then I was starting to worry about Taylor Scott, if he was going to come out kind of too far off of his routine from the warming up for so long. I think the weirdest thing, right from the get-go, you know, his slider was like 80 miles an hour, and it just didn't look like it had the right kind of movement on it. And a lot of the classic Lance you just didn't see. So he started leaning on his changeup. This is where things get weird with Lance, because I'm all your sense of time and, like, how much time has elapsed kind of evaporates. Because I was thinking as he's throwing all the changeups, like, yeah, didn't he just add that? And kind of, but it was in 2018 where he really tried to really work on it, changing his and improving his changeup. But that was only a couple seasons ago, really. If you add up all the games,
it
that he's
all
played
feels
since
like
then.
A long time ago. With
yeah,
it's like the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So didn't throw any fastballs, not a single one. It was all off speed stuff.
Yeah. And his velocity, and that's where I wonder with the cold, especially if hopefully that's something that comes back with a combination of just getting out there more, and then also with some more comfortable environments. Can they break the air conditioning again this year at Daikin Park when Lance is pitching?
When Lance is pitching,
they got to be careful because they can't do Framber needs all the help he can get though too. So
right,
it can only be on Lance Day.
Yeah. So I guess overall, what are we grading? If you had to give Lance a grade for the how are we feeling about his performance yesterday?
I'll give him all things considered, and given the fact that, as they were talking about during the broadcast, and people have realized that it's a different strike zone. They didn't change the strike zone specifically, but the umps are calling a tighter strike zone this year because they get less of a buffer when they get graded.
Yeah,
they moved the buffer outside the strike zone from 2 inches down to 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah.
And so for Lance, who hasn't seen it, the other pitchers have been dealing with it all season long. This is Lance trying to adjust to really a tighter strike zone. These guys were calling it tight strike zone.
Yeah.
And it was that's where I get nervous about Framber too. So I give Lance a B.
I give him
all
a B too.
Considered.
B was what I wrote down. I give him a B. And the things that buoy the grade up, that pull the grade up. Number he threw 87 pitches. I don't think he looked weaker in the fourth inning than he did in the first inning or anything like that. And I think the 1-2-3 inning, Seth, that you pointed out, I think we should point out, that was the middle of their order. I know it's a bad team, but it was their 3, 4, and 5 hitters that he went 1-2-3 on in the third inning.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good, too. So I'll give him a B also. A B for
McCullers. They're the worst offense in baseball, or one of the worst offenses consistently. So it was a nice soft landing for him.
Yeah.
But obviously, he'd be the first to tell you he's got a pick it up. He's got to just look more. So that was a great.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And for him and what you're hoping to get out of him, he got out without allowing any runs, with a tip of the hat to Taylor Scott on that one. But, I trust he'll get better.
I do, too. All right, text messages coming in on the Rockets. I know it sucks today, but these young players overachieved big time this year. At the season start, we would have been happy with 40 wins. Looking forward to seeing them grow and get better. All right, I don't know who we is, sir. I don't know if you have a frog in your pocket. But I would not have been happy with 40 wins for two reasons. One, I had a ticket for over 43.5 this year wins.
Good job, Sean.
Thank you. And number two,
in advance, I thank you for the dinner you're going to buy me. Yes.
And number two, trust me, that over 43.5 pays for a lot of stupidity with the other bets. Trust me.
Yeah, I gotcha. The
other reason I wouldn't have been happy is they won 41 last year. They won 41. We would not have been happy with 40. Take that back, sir. We would not. You might have been happy with 40 wins. We would not have been happy with 40 wins.
There would have been no happiness about it. You might have been happy because that's what you predicted for them, and you could have said, "I told you so." But as far as they needed to show some improvement, yeah. They had to win more than 40. You're right, 100%. The 35,000-foot view is, yes, this is a team that improved dramatically. But with that improvement come increased expectations,
yep.
And you wonder, all right, let's look at the guys who are making the most money and what are they providing for you, and how much longer do I have to wait for Jalen Green to turn into the version of Jalen Green that's worth $35 million?
And what are the moves that are available to us to improve this team? I would submit that nobody has more moves available to them than the Rockets do for two reasons. One, other than OKC, who seems to have first-round picks from now until Rapture, and there's a couple other teams, you know, that have a lot of draft equity that they've stockpiled. The Rockets are one of those teams. They might have the best draft equity of any of these teams, especially if they want to make a trade with Phoenix, because they've got all of Phoenix's picks. And you just go, here's your picks back. There you go. Number two, I think this is a really desirable team. If you're trading for a veteran who's going to have some say-so as to where they go, this ain't getting shipped to Utah or Milwaukee or somewhere. Like, people, yeah. Guys like, they like, they've not just the team, not just ownership. I think people like playing for the Fertittas as well. But the city, like a lot of NBA guys really like the city. I think the Rockets are in the catbird seat if they want to make a move. They've got a lot of control over what their offseason looks like right now.
And we do still have the lottery coming up in a week from today, right?
Huge. It's a week. It's Monday night next week. This lottery is absolutely massive for the Rockets if they can do what happened last year, which is land in the top three. They that pick for Reed Sheppard last year was forecasted before the lottery to be like the ninth pick. It was one of the picks they got in the James Harden trade from Brooklyn. It lands in the top three. I mean, look the hell out. Like, if somehow the 3.7% chance or whatever it is pops up and you get the number one overall pick, holy smokes, the trade talks that the fantasy basketball trade booking that's going to go on this text page on Twitter is going to be phenomenal if you like that.
Let's
kind
do
of
it.
Thing.
Let's do it, Rockets. Can you be clutch?
Yes.
Can you be clutch,
clutch in the lottery? Yeah, clutch in the lottery. Yeah.
Are you going to slip that cold envelope in there, my friend?
We need to find out who they're sending. Like, that's always a big thing. Like, who did they send last year, and who are they sending this year? Whoever they sent last year, send them again this year. They did a good job. Third overall pick. All right. So there you go. Off and running. On a Monday, off and running with the Rockets offseason, which we will talk about in headlines. Headlines, Rockets. We'll circle back to the Astros, a little bit of NFL news as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.